Hello again, and welcome to another episode of Consciously Blooming. I'm your host, Natalie Green, and I am so happy to have you here today. If you are just now joining us for the podcast, you might not be familiar, but this is the April monthly roundup. At the end of every month, I like to do a roundup of things that I liked or habits that I had added and enjoyed during the month or didn't enjoy, and then what I will be adding or changing going into the following month. So I will start with what I have been essentially reading, eating, and doing in April, and then I will go into what I plan on eating, reading, and doing in May. Let's jump right in. I did finish reading Untamed by Glennon Doyle. That was so wonderful. It was such a good book. I do highly recommend it. It was all about her story, and her life has changed in so many different ways. It was a great read. And even if you can't personally relate to her, a lot of the things that she learned or honestly teaches in her book are just such great life lessons that even if we might know them, we might not think about them all the time. So I think it's really great to have those brought forward in our mind. So highly recommend that book. Such an easy read. Loved it. I also finished The Humans by Matt Haig. That was a novel recommended by my mother. Such a great read also. It was pretty funny and it had a strange little humor. It was about an alien who came to Earth and was pretending to be a human the whole time. But what I really liked about it was that the alien was obviously seeing humanity and being human with fresh eyes. And a lot of his observations were really funny, but it made me just love being a human even more. Like, it's just, I don't know. It just made me appreciate being alive and this existence that we have a little bit more in a fun little novel-y way. I enjoyed it, and it's a quick read, so definitely recommend that one, as well as The Only Woman in the Room by Marie Benedict. It's the story of Hedy Lamarr. I didn't realize it was a true story going into it, but it was a really, really wonderfully written book. It almost seems like an autobiography. It's not, but it's her history coming to America. She was actually a really, really famous actress far before my time. She was stunningly gorgeous. She also helped develop the weapon that ended World War I, I believe. I don't know. It might sound stupid. It might have been World War II. I don't know. Either way, it was a wonderful book, and she was an incredible actress, and she came over as an Austrian Jew, and it was a wonderful book. Highly recommend that one as well. What I had been eating. I'd been eating a lot of Buddha bowls, and I had mentioned that they're just comprised of a complex carb, lots of vegetables, which I love. I love veggies. And protein, and I was eating a lot of vegetable protein at the time. I got tired of Buddha bowls. I definitely have been Buddha bowled out. And some of them were gross, I'm not gonna lie. There was one week where I made these like Moroccan bowls, and I just got so burnt out so quickly, which is such a bummer. I don't know if this ever happens to you, if you kind of meal prep for the week where you're like on day three and you're just over it and you have two more days to go and you're like, okay, I'm not going to waste the food and this sucks. So yeah, I Buddha bowled out, but I did this last week have a broccoli chickpea pita wrap because I, again, got over the Buddha bowls and it was so good. I know it doesn't sound good. I think the broccoli was supposed to be raw. I parboiled it because I'm not going to just eat a whole bunch of raw broccoli. Nope, not doing it. And those were so yummy and so simple to make. I will link the recipe in the show notes because it was just so light and fresh and really delicious for spring. And I think it'll be a great staple in the summer as well. I also added egg whites to my breakfast toast. It added a ton of protein and honestly volume to the eggs as compared to adding a whole other egg because the yolk contains a lot more fat than the egg white. And I am very much pro healthy fats, but having three eggs, a ton of avocado, and olive oil every single morning is a lot of fat. So I stuck with two eggs, egg whites, and the avocado and olive oil. So still a lot of fat, but just more protein and more filling, honestly. I did switch up the fruit that I had been eating, and I've been really enjoying this. I'm definitely someone who can stick to certain things and eat them for a very long time. Like, I don't even know how long I've been eating my avocado breakfast toast now every single day, and I still look forward to it. Isn't that crazy? I don't get burned out on certain breakfast foods for some reason, but those Buddha bowls, they got to me. And I've been eating this avocado toast for months. That's crazy. But yeah, so sorry, switching up the fruit that I've been eating, because it's important to feed your gut bacteria different things so you can help different types of gut bacteria flourish. Switching up between strawberries and blackberries and blueberries and just getting those healthy antioxidants from the berries in the morning, I just think is wonderful. So that. And I had also been eating Greek yogurt as my snack every day. And it was a great way for me to obviously get a high protein snack in, as well as I would combine all of the seeds that I eat and a little bit of honey. So that would be hemp seeds, chia seeds, ground flax seeds, like a teaspoon, maybe a tablespoon of honey, I'm not sure. And then some kind of chopped berries as well, some kind of fruit. And I loved that. If you haven't tried it, you really should. It is such a good snack. I love Greek yogurt, but I don't think that it loves me. I don't think that I'm lactose intolerant. I just think that eating too much dairy too frequently can kind of upset my stomach a little bit. It definitely, sorry TMI, makes me a little gassy, makes me a little bloated. So not eating the Greek yogurt every day moving into May, I have to switch up my snacks. So stay tuned for that. I'm not exactly sure what I'm going to do yet. Maybe like bananas and peanut butter. We'll see. And then also, I ate a lot more red meat in April. I had been eating a ton of veggie proteins in March. Just by coincidence, it just kind of happened. And then I was eating a lot more red meat in April. I love red meat. I am a Texas native, so it doesn't come as too much of a shock, but it's been really nice getting to eat more red meat. Just like, I guess, ground beef, like flank steak. It's just been weaseling its way into my diet, and I've been loving that. So that's something I'll probably take into May as well. What I had been doing in April. As I said, following my hair care episode, I was really into my hair care, still am. I've been really into my hair care, just being very gentle with it. I got a trim. I hadn't gotten a trim since last October. It's a long time. So getting a trim, keeping things healthy, and just, yeah, trying to make my hair stay as healthy as possible and keep growing it out. I had been propagating my plants and nurturing the ones that I have. That's going well. I did start growing my own green onions in my windowsill. If you haven't tried it, it's literally so easy. After you use all of the green part of a green onion, you just stick the white part with the roots in it in some water and boom, it will grow back. Easy peasy. So I'm trying to do this so that we never have to buy them again. We can just grow them because I feel like we never use the whole package and then they just go to waste. So if we can just have a never-ending supply right on the kitchen counter, I'm so game. So that's what I've been doing there. I said that I was going to be learning Greek phrases during my lunch breaks. I have been doing so successfully. I don't know a ton, but I do know some, preparing for our family vacation to Greece. I'm so excited. So I've been loving doing that. And also, I was surprised by how much easier it is. Obviously, I don't know the Greek symbols. No way I'm going to learn those. But I had been a little bit discouraged after trying to learn Polish for my boyfriend's family when they were visiting for his brother's wedding. I wanted to learn some Polish just to, you know, be nice and make them feel more welcome. Polish is so hard. I swear those Slavic languages, I cannot. I think it's because I grew up learning Spanish and like Romance languages. So Slavic languages are so far from the same sounds as Romance languages. So I was very discouraged on how incredibly difficult that was for me. And I just thought maybe it was like a language issue that I had, because I think some people are better at learning languages than others. I think everyone can learn different languages, but I do think some are better than others. So I thought maybe I just sucked. But Greek is going better than Polish, so I'm glad that that is true. What I've been doing, as I mentioned on last week's episode, apartment hunting. San Diego, here we come. When? I don't know. But I've been doing a lot of apartment hunting, and if you have to do that, I'm sorry for you as well, because apartment hunting sucks. And lastly, I finished the Avatar: The Last Airbender. If you know me, you might know that that's like, I absolutely adore the show. It is so peaceful. It has wonderful storylines and characters, and I just honestly love it so much. So very bummed that I finished it, but such a beautiful show, and I'll probably rewatch it again. Who knows when, but I definitely will. Now, jumping into May reading. The book has not been chosen by the book club that I'm in yet, but I will be recommending a book that I have personally already read. And you might be wondering, Natalie, if you've already read it, why are you suggesting it? Well, number one, a conversation that I had with my friend Alexi the other day really hit this home for me. I had already been wanting to reread it, but we talked about how one thing that's better than buying new books is rereading books you already have, because you notice so many things that you might have not noticed before, because you kind of know what's coming up, and it's just, it feels like a little bit more eye-opening. And number two, the book I'm recommending, I read a while ago by recommendation from Alexi. It's called Letting Go by David R. Hawkins. If you haven't read it, I highly recommend it. Wonderful book and such a great read. And also, you can take that little tidbit with you. You know what's better than buying new books is rereading the books you already have. So think about doing that. I will also be reading The Charm School by Nelson DeMille. I love DeMille. His books are such an easy read. My mom put me onto his books. They're all novels and they're really, really good. The Charm School is actually written, I think, during the Cold War, and it's all based on the Cold War. Oh, sorry, it might be written after the Cold War. I don't know. But it's all based on the timing around the Cold War. So it's very, very interesting. I very much enjoy it. And I've been reading physical books as opposed to ebooks, because I bought these before my mom gave me her Kindle and I forgot that I had these books. So I was like, okay, I need to run through these now because I paid money for them. So I need to read them. What I will be eating. Okay, for lunch, I have a cucumber chicken green goddess wrap on deck. That's what I'll be eating this week for lunch. I'm excited. It sounds good. And like I said earlier, I'm over bootables, so we're switching things up. Now this one, hold your horses, because it sounds weird. I've already been eating them, I'm not going to lie, this last week of April. They're so phenomenal. Stuffed dessert dates. Again, bear with me. It's going to be a dried pitted date. I buy them with the pits in them. I've heard that they're a little bit more moist than the ones that you can buy already pitted. Also, it's super easy to pit them. You literally just slice them open and pull it out. But a dried date with a little bit of natural peanut butter, a walnut drizzled with dark chocolate, and a sprinkle of sea salt. This is such a good dessert. I'm honestly obsessed with them. I've heard them described as like healthy Snickers bars. The date almost has like a chewy caramel texture, and the crunch of the nut and the little breakthrough with that dark chocolate and the sea salt. Oh my gosh. The richness of the peanut butter. I'm obsessed. And also, this is a healthier than your average dessert type of snack. Dates are high in fiber. Walnuts and peanut butter have healthy fats and protein. Dark chocolate has antioxidants, and salt just makes things taste good. So good, so easy to make. 10 out of 10 recommend. This will be a staple in my household for sure. I also got a new multivitamin, and that's because I think it's good to switch things up. Obviously, you want to be doing your research each time you do. You don't want to just be going out there and getting something new, but each multivitamin might have different percentages of different vitamins. So why not switch them up? Because you want to be getting a variety of vitamins if you're deficient in them. I have been doing a new drinkable liquid multivitamin, and I've been enjoying it so far. What I will be doing in May. I have a lot of travel coming up, so I'm looking around for lots of travel hacks. I just bought this propolis throat spray. It says it's a natural immunity booster. You can't actually boost your immunity. The only thing that can kind of help you fight things off really is exercise, and that's because your white blood cells and the immune system really lays dormant within your organs. So to get those things moving and grooving, movement, and it doesn't even have to be rigorous exercise. It could be 30 minutes of walking. You can fact check me on that as well. I 100% believe and know that you cannot just boost your immune system with like vitamin C and things like that. It can help you, once you're already sick, get better quicker, because those, I believe it's the white blood cells, do feed on vitamin C and things like that. But you're not going to boost your immune system. And if you do, you're going to be in trouble, because you don't want an overactive immune system that leads to autoimmune disorders. Anyways. Sorry, the throat spray, people have just been saying that it's been helping keeping them from getting sick after going on flights. And you know what? I'm going to try it. If people say it works, I'll give it a try. You know, no harm, no foul on this kind of thing. Propolis is actually what bees use to help defend their hive. I think it helps keep things antibacterial. So very excited about that. I'll let you know if it works. I don't want to be getting sick coming in and out of these planes. I'll let you know. Also, compression socks. I know I sound like an old lady, but I don't like when my feet get super swollen getting off the plane, and I've got some really long flights ahead of me. So I bought compression socks. They should be here today, and I will let you know if they work. Also, I noticed I have some spider veins on my legs, and a lot of this has to do with your circulation. And as someone who is very physically active and using my legs a lot, I want to be sure that I'm getting proper circulation just overall. So I bought compression socks. I'll let you know how that goes. Excited to try them. And I'm also needing a chapstick with SPF in it, a good one, because your lips can get sunburned and I don't want cracked and peely lips. So I need to get a chapstick with SPF in it. So I'll be doing that this May. This is kind of funny, and this might sound terrible, but I forgot how to check comments on Spotify, and I just recently rediscovered it. So please like, share, leave a review, and I will read them. I promise I'll read them every week now. I'm very excited to see any comments that anyone leaves. I will be checking the comments this May and beyond. Going into May, I will also be stopping to smell the flowers. I think I mentioned this last year, but I think it's so wonderful right now, especially when all the flowers are blooming and you might see roses, especially roses. If I see a fully bloomed rose, I will stop and smell it every time I go out. And I go out 3 times a day on my dog walks. It's just such a wonderful way to really connect with nature and your surroundings and be in the present moment. I encourage you to also add this into your May routine, as it's just a nice little spring to your day, really. Lastly, I have been really thinking about this, and I think this really embodies me as a person. I have two things, and they each have quotes on them that, again, I think embody me. So one is a magnet that I referenced earlier this year that my mom got me, and it says, "Kindness is free, so sprinkle that shit everywhere." And then one is a pin that I got from my stepsister, and it says, "Do no harm and take no shit." Honestly, I think that these two quotes will really embody me as a person, because I do really want to be kind, and I do think that we should be more kind to strangers and ourselves and others in general. But also, don't take shit. Don't be taking shit from people. That's just like, obviously let things roll off your back, but I don't know. Don't let yourself get pushed around. I don't want to get pushed around. I'm not going to let it happen. I could use to let some things roll off my back, but I don't know. I feel like standing up for yourself is just as important. So definitely pick your battles and don't take shit. I don't know if that just didn't make much sense, but yeah, I'll say that one more time. Kindness is free, so sprinkle that shit everywhere, but do no harm and take no shit. Now, with that confusing little ending, I will end this week's episode with a quote from John Irving, who said, "Good habits are worth being fanatical about." Now, with that, I thank you so much for listening. Please like, share, and leave a review. I will be reading them. Please share this episode with anyone you think might find this week's topics interesting and might want to add any habits in it to their May routines. And thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful week and keep consciously blooming into your best self.